My Life Today, February 13, to raise a standard against the enemy, the work of the Holy Spirit. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Jesus gives the Holy Spirit in large measure for great emergencies, to help our infirmities, to give a strong consolation. Those who are continually learning in the school of Christ will be able to pursue the even tenor of their way, and Satan's efforts to throw them off their balance will be signally defeated. Temptation is not sin. Jesus was holy and pure, yet he was tempted in all points as we are, but with a strength and power that man will never be called upon to endure. In his successful resistance, he has left us a bright example that we should follow his steps. If we are self-confident or self-righteous, we shall be left to fall under the power of temptation. But if we look to Jesus and trust in him, we call to our aid a power that has conquered the foe on the field of battle, and with every temptation he will make a way of escape. When Satan comes in like a flood, we must meet his temptations with the sword of the Spirit, and Jesus will be our helper and will lift up for us a standard against him. The Holy Spirit was promised to be with those who were wrestling for victory, in demonstration of almightiness, endowing the human agent with supernatural powers, and instructing the ignorant in the mysteries of the kingdom of God. That the Holy Spirit is to be the grand helper is a wonderful promise. The imparted Holy Spirit enabled his disciples, the apostles, to stand firmly against every species of idolatry and to exalt the Lord and him alone. By his Spirit he is everywhere present. Through the agency of his Spirit and his angels he ministers to the children of men.